It's quite common for people's spiritual practice to vary from day to day in its strength and in its consistency. Sometimes, for example, when we're going through a difficult patch and we're experiencing many sufferings and difficulties and problems, perhaps at those times we are more focused on our practice, seeking refuge, seeking protection from the manifest suffering. At other times, when conditions are good and we're enjoying life, we maybe become a little bit more complacent and perhaps take our foot off the pedal a little bit, and our practice loses some of its power and impact. Addressing this, the great Indian Buddhist Bodhisattva Shantideva said, "Today, for example, I might be free from sickness, well nourished and without afflictions. But this life is fleeting and deceptive, and my body is as if borrowed for a moment." We would do well to reflect frequently on the meaning of these precious words, because they provide a wake-up call for us, and they help us to understand that no matter how seemingly comfortable and problem-free our life may be, in reality, there is a clear and present danger all the time of death suddenly striking and complete uncertainty as to what will happen during and after our death. So therefore, the feeling of comfort and security we sometimes have during life is deceiving us. In his commentary to this verse, in his book Meaningful Behold, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche says, "Even though we are now young and healthy, nourished by good food, adorned by fine clothing, and free from unfavorable circumstances, life can suddenly deceive us. Our body is an object loaned to us for only a short time. If we want to generate the precious bodhicitta, we must do so in this lifetime." So here Venerable Geshe is addressing what is the real meaning of human life. And as he says in many places, the real meaning of human life is that we now have an opportunity to attain enlightenment, to be able to bring maximum benefit to all living beings throughout the world. And to attain enlightenment, we need to develop the mind of enlightenment, in Sanskrit called bodhicitta. And for this, we need to train in developing equanimity, love, compassion, and so forth. And as Venerable Geshe Lama has said, if we apply ourselves earnestly, we can accomplish all of these in this one short life. We can develop bodhicitta and attain enlightenment during this life. This, he says, is the real meaning of human life. And then Venerable Geshe says, "Day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, and moment by moment, our life is passing by. Even while we are asleep, our lifespan is draining from us. We cannot be confident that death will not suddenly descend upon us. Despite all this, everyone thinks, I will not die today or even tomorrow. Even when we are lying sick in bed, we continue to think like this. And even on the day our death actually comes, instead of thinking about our imminent death, we will probably be making vain plans for a future we will not live to see. But we're all going to die. This is why life is so deceptive. We have this body only for a short time, and at some point or other, we're going to have to relinquish this body. And at that time, when we die, our mind will pass from this body to another body. So whatever conditions we are experiencing right now, they are temporary. They will pass, good or bad." Venerable Geshe says, If our body belonged to us permanently, we could take it with us when we died. But at the time of death, we will have to leave it behind, like all our other borrowed possessions. Why should we cling to this body, which was born from the union of our mother's ovum and our father's sperm, as if it were ours, truly ours? Unless we think deeply about this, it's difficult to imagine ourselves without this body. We identify so strongly with our body, then we think that when our body dies, we disappear. But all that happens, of course, is that we take another body, and that becomes then our basis of imputation. And what we carry with us in that process of transitioning from one body to another is all the karmic imprints from all the actions we have created in this and our previous lives. Venerable Geshe says, instead, we should think of this life as a momentary deception, realizing that second by second, the tide of life ebbs away. And he encourages us, reflect deeply upon the certainty and suddenness of our death's approach. And remember that our body is merely an object on loan. He says, if we can gain a deep understanding of these points, our mind will definitely change. We will no longer waste our time, and a new meaning and purpose will be given to our life. Otherwise, we will merely be marking time until death comes.